Hello everyone, and welcome to the February monthly contest recording. Believe it or not, for this one, I have two Word files spread across two computers. Semi-ridiculous. Now, as we have left the winter workshop season and have entered the second half of what is known as AGWL Season 2, in other words, credits matter again, I'm going to take this time before I get into all the mess to address the lurkers who seem to still lurk in the thread, or even worse, post in the thread but never submit shit. Now, I don't really understand why people are intimidated. I mean, maybe they just fear being told by me that the work is bad, or I think their work is bad. But at the end of the day, as a contest host, I am one of the few who's willing to admit that judging is subjective in nature. And I can sit here and I can say that I think your work sucks, but at the end of the day, I'm just some guy on the internet who told you that I think your work sucks. That's the worst thing that can possibly happen. And generally speaking, when I say it sucks, I tell you why. So you don't have to continue to hear me say that. I mean, that's kind of the point, right? So I just don't get it. Because it's really up to you how you take it. You can either sit there and hear what I say and get all upset about it, at which point I understand why you feel intimidated. Or you can do what everyone else does, and that's use the resources available, help one another write some kick-ass shit, and hear me tell you that I think your work, rocks or pones. I mean, this is really all there is to it. I just don't really understand it. I mean, I certainly have seen other contests out there in which, you know, hosts feel ego-driven, best-in-the-world type nonsense. But that's not here. That's not here at all. So, at least remember that as a host, I'm willing to recognize that my opinion is only my opinion, and that's all there is to it. I don't really see anything deeper than that. So you shouldn't be afraid, you should just fucking enter. And that being said, I am now going to get onto it. And I'm going to start with Windless Fire. First off, I really, really dislike it when people tell me that I have to read a piece a certain way in order to get the writing. You can tell me that I may not connect with your piece because the subject material is personal to you, and you can even go as far as to explain that connection. However, when you told me that only a specific person with a specific mentality can decipher your words, that to me is a really thin disguise that says, if you find mistakes, which I did, that they aren't there because I fucked up, they're there because you, as a reader, didn't get me. So, enough time wasted on that, let me get to the writing. There are a lot of problems with this. No matter how much philosophy or how many quirks you put in a piece, if the writing is sloppy, the work is gonna suck. You misspelled every single instance of the word existence, piled on the fragments, and had crazy inconsistent apostrophe use. Throw in a few more spelling errors and the misuse of the word there, and I had enough to generate my opinion. A lot of times, this is when newcomers raise the issue that I spend way too much time harping about the grammar and not enough time looking at the content of a piece. In fact, this has come up in the thread pretty much in the last 2 weeks. I'm not going to declare nuclear war over a mistake or two, but at the point when the issues mask and cloud the content, then we have a problem. The content here, though, wasn't much of a saving grace. I've read dozens of entries about existence and thoughts and cutting words that pwned every razor blade. On the positive side, your path to success at this point is extremely clear. You just need to grasp the basics of grammar and remember that those basics greatly impact the view of your work. If you fail to pay attention to such things, the end result will be that people will walk away finding your work sloppy. The first thing I recommend is getting one of those standard books of grammar, the Big Brown Book, Rightsource 2000, whatever. Throwback old school if you have to. The second thing I recommend is using your resources fully. While I don't look over the entries until the contest round closes, others here are usually willing to help educate, edit, all of that good shit. So the long story short is, as much as an asshole as I come off, The end aim is to push for improvement, and the way you can improve is by learning the basics and asking for help. Because at least the ideas are there, and that's always a good start. Scrolling through the Word file. Oh, I get to move over to the big computer. Yakim, I'm gonna go to you next. Aside from the blunder that was the first clause, it honestly felt like I was reading my old kindergarten journal. Today is sunny and warm. There is plenty to discuss. One, writing in caps does not equate to speaking loudly. We have the exclamation point for a reason. Please! Ah! There are also some awkward things lingering here, such as the John then pushes. John must be pretty badass if he's spoken about in third person. Or third person with the. Yeah, awesome. So, there's still some grammatical things to work out. In terms of plot, I got ridiculously confused by the transition between occupied saloon, empty saloon, and then back to patron action. I think the transition there could have been expanded so it's a little bit easier on the readers. It's quite possible you're going for something awesomely subtle here. Trying to play something going on with the sheriff's mind, whatever, but the way it's executed leaves way too much white space for me to fill in. At least, that's my opinion. Enough complaints, though, because there's actually good shit to say. One thing that really banked this piece for me is that I love the picture you paint. You may still have the rough edges, but you're a great storyteller, and those images that you put into my mind are crystal motherfucking clear. And that, to me, is the biggest positive sign on the horizon when it comes to your work. For me, anyway. Yeah. All right, moving on to F. I really like the imagery of this piece. There isn't a lot here, but it did make me see every single line that you put on the page. I would have personally liked to have seen something that had a bit more of an edge to it than what you gave me. Stylistically, my main complaint is the line breaks. I feel as though a couple didn't really add to the emphasis of the work, and that they were just kind of there because poetry demands a random enter to be pressed right about now. Other than that, this was a very nice poem. I'm scrolling through the mass that is Natalie Ann. This one really impressed me. It's one of those ones that I feel deserves a spot on the AGWC page, if you want. I think the only fault I can raise on this one is the fact that it seemed a little too predictable. However, I liked your execution. Stylistic complaints on my end were on the far, 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 far side of personal opinion. And the entertainment value was also spot on. I really dug this one. You did a very nice job. Next on the list is Bittersweet by PK. This was an interesting little piece from you. You took a very abstract approach here, which in my opinion contrasts sharply with the other works in your vast library. I love the little style points you threw in here too, such as breaking the fall short line right away to give it the added emphasis. However, I do have my complaints. Metamorphosis of personal identity from we to me honestly sounded like it came out of an 80s after-school special. Of course, I say this in a more humorous sense than a littler one, but I hope you get the point. Secondly, I've seen pieces like this in the past. You put your personal spin on it, but it's not necessarily an out-of-the-box, shiny new PK product. Shmay, scrolling through, this is obviously Solars, because it's got a bunch of British grammar stuff. Solar, are you ready for it? I hope you're sitting down. You better be sitting down. I'm gonna let the suspense build. Here it comes. This was Epic Panda. That's right, that's what I said. Epic motherfucking Panda. There were a few grammatical issues here and there, and the first little prologue piece just brought me on the dangerous edge of boredom. But overall, very, very impressive. Another one that deserves a place on the site. The thing I really loved about this, all right, this is crucial, is that it sounded like you were telling the story as you. There wasn't a presence of any sort of character author separation. It felt real, and that was money in the motherfucking bank for me. Money in the motherfucking bank. Selby. In my opinion, this one isn't sparkling. I like that you brought out the grittiness for me. You do that well. But there are major structural problems that deserve to be pointed out. For starters, the half-assed rhyme scheme comes off really forced. I'm sure I've said it before that if you're going to commit to rhyme, then you actually need to commit and make sure that it works. In this case, it just doesn't. There are parts when the syllable flow breaks, particularly in the second stanza, just to get the rhyme in there, which is terrible. Just shouldn't do that. I guess it's one of my pet peeves, but like I actually had like the muscle cringe while reading the sentence. You also have a lot of occurrences of the word sick in this, which came off as particularly noticeable without the power there to justify it. Finally, for all that I know you can bring, right, this just didn't possess the imagery needed to make it the entertaining piece that it had to be. I see the words on the screen, but I don't see the scene itself, and that's a problem. TLM. As big of a fan as I am with the word fuck, I really just don't think it belongs here. You paint this still in the middle of the night portrait that almost makes me feel those ragged breaths are spewing fog into the cold, empty night. You end it on such a somber moment and then drop the fucking two-word line in our faces, and I just feel like it took away from the piece. I also don't like the starting of the third stanza. As you can tell, I'm really nitpicking here, and I hope you can tell that I like the imagery, given the fact that I just went on that tirade about breasts, you know, throwing fog into the cold, empty night. So you banked the imagery, but, yeah, you know, I was kind of hoping for just a little bit more. More scrolling. To the newcomer, Eripsa. Oh, yeah. I enjoyed the concept of this piece. It's certainly a good, unique take on what otherwise would be seen as a common theme. My only issue here is that in some instances, your sentence constructions prove to be major distractions. You seem to have the tendency to fall into comma slices. And in addition, there were parts, particularly near the end when you were talking about crick, cheap, and death, that noun usage generated a great deal of confusion. Some finer adjustments should help in this department, but overall, I really like this work. Moving on to Lapine. Aside from a few comma errors, the biggest issue I have with this piece is the total lack of feeling. This is about a father's death, and yet it just feels completely emotionless. I was hoping to feel something a bit more powerful given the subject content, but subject content. But instead, I feel like this is a cliche reflection of things gone by. Perhaps it's a bit harsh, but to me, it feels like you've just gone through the motions of writing a piece as opposed to trying to connect your readers to something wonderful. On the positive side, aside from your comic-ing, I feel like you have a good understanding of how to write. You just need to consider your audience when... God, what the hell is wrong with me? Shitballs! You just need to consider your audience when entering a contest, which will help you tune your piece to be entertaining and creative. Well, aside from my massive brain farts, which I may or may not edit out depending on how lame I feel like being, I hope you all have enjoyed this wonderful recording nonsense. March is already underway, and we are rapidly, albeit at the same pace as any other time in the year, approaching GGW 5. And by 5, I mean 6. This is why I shouldn't have a contest recording when I get woken up at 5:30 in the morning. So that being said, you know what's coming. I should probably redo this, but I won't. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies. Oh, yeah, I kind of forgot to say. By the way, it came down to a very close ending. but I'm giving this round to Solar. Congratulations!